95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show, Riggs and Guy, and it's Morning Hog Happy Hour. We're in the midst of the Riggs and Guy Brew Review with Josh and Amelia. Amelia's close to me. SR Parrot World Headquarters, yeah. We are live at SR Parrot World Headquarters. We've been here before, but you guys really spruced it up. It's nice.
Yeah, I did the decorating myself.
Yeah, good job, dude.
Rolled out the red carpet for you.
The painting touch-up is, it's really good.
Yes.
And that was red? I'm colorblind.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we hit the full bar, we decided to go, responsible and have some seltzer flavors, a tea seltzer on the front, White Claw.
Yep.
I've never seen these before, but it looks like a spring break shirt that I want real bad.
Exactly. Well, speaking of teas, it makes a good segue into this next brand, because you all know Arizona Tea.
Yes.
Iced tea, right? Well, they came out with a hard seltzer.
Oh.
Okay.
Here we go, dude.
So this isn't a tea, but it is a seltzer by Arizona.
Okay.
So
absolutely.
What's it actually called?
Arizona Sunrise Hard Seltzer.
Yeah,
sunrise.
And you can see by the colorful cans, it's fun. It looks like a sunrise. So let's check out Mucho Mango.
Okay, so the company that knows how to do tea was like, we got this. Let's give you a hard seltzer.
Absolutely.
But yep. I do love their teas a lot in those cans that make my hands look small. But our hands are going to look massive against these cans.
So already one difference right off the bat.
Whoa.
Hello.
Yep.
That does not look like a
seltzer.
Looks
like a juice.
So these are actually made with real fruit. 4.6% alcohol and 100 calories. They range from 2 to 4 carbs on each can, depending on the flavor. But with it being made with the real fruit, as you guys saw, it is colored.
Okay, now I can feel. Now I feel.
What
the real
flavor
fruit
are we
flavor.
Doing?
Mango.
Mango. It reminds me of real mango juice too.
Okay, now that tastes like a real. That's like a mango slice right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can do it on a fruit salad.
Mm-hmm.
If you pour this on a fruit salad, hey,
so
all the better.
Their claim to fame here with these seltzers is they say it doesn't have that weird aftertaste. And I've talked to a lot of people that don't care for the hard seltzers, and that is their biggest complaint, is there's an aftertaste they don't care for. This does not have that. It's completely different. It's not like the White Claws or the Trulies. It's kind of its own category in a way.
Definitely has a different flavor from any other seltzer that I've ever had.
Yeah, for sure.
In a good way.
In a good way.
When they introduced this brand, they said like the flavor experts and the quality that you love about Arizona iced tea, they're bringing all that to the table with these hard seltzers.
Yeah.
So you get to explore it now.
And I see they got the little Arizona emblem on the can there, so you kind of have like, hey, we're Arizona, by the way, but you still know that it's sunrise.
Hint.
Yeah, right?
I'm curious why the Z in Arizona is capitalized.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to have to do some
research on
that one.
Because they're in the zone.
I like that.
Arizona.
Boom.
Got
marketing.
It.
Marketing.
Sold.
Yeah. Someone owes me some money.
All right.
It's a new can.
Cherry Punch.
Cherry Punch.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to this one.
All right. I've been to some parties where Cherry Punch was made in a garbage can.
Oh, I've just punched cherries off it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
That did not sound right.
He's talking about video games, like in Vegas and whatever.
Like Candy Crush?
Yeah, exactly.
Except now it's Cherry
exactly
Punch.
Exactly like that. This is good. I put my finger in yours, by the way. Sorry about that.
Appreciate it.
Gun, Cherry Punch.
Not clear.
Okay.
Color of a cherry.
Okay. That's a very...
Okay. That is definitely cherry.
That's good.
Yeah, man. This is you're right. Real fruit flavor.
Yeah.
Real fruit.
What's the ABV on these?
These are 4.6, I believe.
Yes.
You can't even tell there's alcohol in this.
No.
It tastes kind of like black cherry to me.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the punch aspect.
Yeah. Maybe
bam.
Maybe the punch brings it around. I'll tell you, though, if you put these and without the knowledge that these have alcohol in them, you could go deep in these. And somebody would tap you on the shoulder, remind you, hey, you... you're not wearing clothes anymore, and you're on a park bench.
Well, they're also new enough where you might be able to get away with people not knowing it's a hard seltzer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because it does look like it could be a fun little festive juice or tea.
Yeah.
It does.
The slim can might give it away, but other than that,
just
tell them it's a new energy drink or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, let's check out lemon.
Okay.
So the lemon one has the closest to the original like look of a Arizona tea can.
It does.
With that same, the teal and pink, and so that one is clear.
So this is their first shot at this with the sunrises. I would think that once they find out, hey, this is working, we'll get even more flavors. But this is a great start.
That one's really good.
Feels like I'm about to dive into some lemonade.
It tastes like lemonade.
Yeah, it tastes just like lemonade.
Yep.
Tastes like lemon, yeah.
Kind of like the closest thing I would say is the vitamin water lemonade.
Okay.
With carbonation.
Do you think there's some vitamins floating around in here we don't know about? Because I feel like I'm getting healthy.
I'm going to tell you yes.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Lemons, right?
I mean, I feel healthier. I didn't feel, when we started today, I was like, eh. But right now I feel way better, stronger.
That's the alcohol.
I mean, I'm not going to lift anything right now, but this table could go at any time.
At any minute, absolutely.
Yeah. That's very good. Now, why is Arizona Tea, that's all they've ever done, right? They've just done tea. It wasn't like Arizona did anything else.
That I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you. It's probably true. But this is a great branch out. And again, it looks like if you were to get like perhaps an airbrushed license plate from Daytona Beach a shirt, this is what it would look like. So you've got vacation in a can.
Dig it.
Call them and give them right now.
Now someone owes you money.
Right. There you go. That's comp. That one's free. The next one that we're chosen.
Next one.
All right, there's one left.
One more flavor.
It's always
one
sad.
Left. Last one. Grapefruits.
Okay. We talked about grapefruit. I've never intentionally eaten a grapefruit. Ever.
You accidentally one?
It's been pushed on me. Somebody was like, there's grapefruit in that fruit salad, and I spat it out. But then I actually had it in a beverage. I'm like, it's really good. We've had grapefruit beer before.
Yep.
You know? And then here we go with the Sunrise Seltzer grapefruit.
So usually when things are grapefruit flavored and then colored, they're right. That pinkish hue to kind of give you the idea of grapefruit.
Sure.
This is closer to what a grapefruit juice looks like.
Is this pink grapefruit or just grapefruit?
It just says grapefruit.
Okay. Yeah, stop putting pink in it. This is just regular.
No, I think it's original grapefruit.
Okay. That's very good.
That's grapefruit.
That's really good, though.
These are all super solid. You can taste they're actually made with those real fruits.
I mean, it's tart, but it's not like killer. It's not like eye-watering tart.
And you don't get that bitterness.
That you would get from a normal grapefruit.
Well, right, absolutely.
You think that you're doing something healthy when you see all these real juice flavors, and I think that was the point behind it. So.
Yeah,
that was delicious.
Yeah.
To be a little healthy, and then also, again, at four plus.
I know. Am I drinking
I think we're going to have to sample the rest of these cans after we're done.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's a very good idea. Yep. Now, obviously, both of these, that's real new. Sunrise, we talked about the White Claw. That's everywhere. What about Sunrise?
These are both very new. They're just hitting the markets. Or it may take a couple more weeks, so just keep your eyes peeled and then check out the...
Or you can go to srprod.com/beerfinder.
You haven't got to do that live over here ever. That's exciting, isn't it?
No,
I haven't. We should have taken a moment of silence right before it. Look at Mamiya. She's stunned that you did that live.
Ta-da.
Can we all get White Claw tank tops, too? I think we look good in them.
I think this was the last one. So
that's what they always say.
How am I going to break the guns out? You know?
I know.
It's all right. I don't want to put that on
you. No one wants to see a BB gun.
but this is a great chance for you to find, again, new flavors.
Absolutely.
Like really new flavors.
Yep. I mean, with all the seltzers out there, what's it going to hurt to try out the new one?
True.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Check it out. Cheers.
I'm ready to finish.
Cheers.
Morning.
Cheers. Oh, cheers to you. Thanks, you guys.
Cheers.